Hello and welcome to this episode of Flowerpot, the Wildflower Lodge podcast. My name is Edzard Meiberg and I'm your host at the Lodge and of course this podcast. Today's episode is lighthearted with an undertone of wisdom, or at least I hope it is. In my first section, I want to read to you from a monthly blog I follow. The author is Timber Hawkeye, a young American writer who started off in the corporate world just to give all of that up and turn to a minimalistic lifestyle. He writes, "My friend Julie and her husband argue about the right way to do laundry. He loads the washing machine with dirty clothes, adds a cup of detergent on top, turns on the machine and walks away. Julie, on the other hand, is a firm believer in starting the water flow, pouring in the soap, and then adding the dirty clothes to the mix. They both want the same end result, clean clothes, but they go about it differently because his priority is minimal effort and to be done as quickly as possible, while Julie's priority is to make sure the soap fully dissolves in the water before adding the clothes. It reminds me of working in the kitchen at the monastery, where two members of the kitchen staff were asked to peel and cut 10 pounds of carrots into small matchstick-sized strips. It took them about 4 hours, which drove the efficiency expert in me crazy. Why not use the food processor? I asked the head of the kitchen. They would be done in 10 minutes. And he told me the goal wasn't to get the job done as quickly as possible. It was to offer the students 4 hours of mindfulness practice in the kitchen. You see, what I failed to do was contemplate the why behind his instructions. The food processor would have chopped those carrots in minutes, that's true. But the kitchen manager prioritized the meditative practice over efficiency and expedience. Why do we always assume we know what's best? I took myself to the meditation hall and sat with my ego until it agreed to play nice. We sure do excel at judging what people do and how they do it, but we fail miserably at trying to understand the why behind their actions. When we share a similar goal with someone, but their priorities differ from our own, their actions seem backwards to us, counterintuitive, silly, and even wrong. In our current situation, there are people who strongly believe the temporary financial burden on small businesses and individuals is worth everyone staying quarantined at home until there is a treatment for COVID-19. But there are many who think the damage to the economy, coupled with the health scare, is an unnecessary double whammy, so they want the lockdown order lifted so we can all return to normal. We each want what we think is best, but what we think is best is determined by our priorities. The question we need to ask ourselves is, what is the why behind people's actions? Otherwise, we just go through life assuming our perspective is not only right but superior. Think about it. If you keep getting irritated by someone who refuses to change, it means you also refuse to change, right? And since we can't wrap our heads around other people's logic by using our own, let's not criticize what we don't even try to understand, because once we get it, there would be nothing left to criticize. Go ahead and contemplate the why behind your own actions, and you might find you have that in common with everybody around you. Inner peace is the first step we can take to live in peace with others. So let's take that step together. Next, I want to share a story by Kelly Pittman I found on letterpile.com, which solves the problem that has plagued humanity for centuries. She writes, "When my children were toddlers, we asked them questions to teach and test them. What color is the sign? What shape is this? What letter is this? When my children began primary school, they began to bombard me with questions. Not easy questions, mind you. Ones I really would have to think about. How far is the moon? Why is the sky blue? Why do dogs chase cars? Why is a giraffe's neck long? Sometimes I was just baffled. What I would give for a simple, what is 2 plus 2? But then I got a plan. I would outsmart them and keep them busy with a riddle. I thought if I gave them something to really think about, I might have a moment of silence. So I asked, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Without a single hint of hesitation, my daughter said, the egg. Dang, I really thought they would think about it for some more. So I probed and asked, why do you think it is the egg? That is when my child solved the mystery. I will never ponder this thought again without remembering these words. Duh, mommy, the eggs are for breakfast and chicken is for supper. And now for some random mem quotes and one-liners. Procaffeinating. The tendency to not start anything until you've had your coffee. We are all time travelers, moving at the speed of exactly 60 minutes per hour. Stress is when you wake up screaming and you realize you haven't fallen asleep yet. The trouble with being punctual is that nobody's there to appreciate it. At every party, there are two kinds of people. Those who want to go home and those who don't. The trouble is, they are usually married to each other. Follow your passion. Stay true to yourself. Never follow someone else's path. Unless you're in the woods and you're lost, and you see a path, then by all means, follow that. Go to bed in your fireplace. You'll sleep like a log. To succeed in life, you need three things. A wishbone, a backbone, and a funny bone. No man has a good enough memory to be a successful liar. You cannot go to the top by sitting on your bottom. I find television very educating. Every time somebody turns on the set, I go into the next room and read a book. That's it for today. Stay tuned for my next episode coming soon. Please visit our webpage on www.wildflowerlodge.co.za for more info and links to our Facebook page and to subscribe to our newsletter. Just a quick disclaimer at the end, Wildflower Lodge is not affiliated with any publishers or sites mentioned in this podcast, nor do we receive sponsorship from any of them. I gathered all information myself and share my personal, subjective thoughts as a general service to the guests and friends of Wildflower Lodge. My name is Edzard Meiberg, and I'm signing off and I'm looking forward to welcoming you after our lockdown period at Wildflower Lodge. Remember to wash your hands and may you be safe.